Hi, Unpackers. Want to thank you to coming back to another episode. And remember, whatever you hear, Tay and I are simply providing a perspective. Neither of us are professionals. We expect for you to, you know, reach out to certified professionals if you need the help. And this is simply our perspective. If you hear an interaction that reminds you of yourself, then just know it comes from grace. And if you would like to come on and unpack it with us, you have an open invitation. You can find our pages on unpacking.your.ish on most social media. And if you'd like to support our work, you can do that through paypal.me/unpacking.your.ish. Again, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for listening, and let's unpack.
Hello, Unpackers. We're here with our bonus episode.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, I'm Reese.
I'm Tay.
Yeah, and we are going to be talking about holiday triggers. Yeah.
We just had Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we survived.
We survived. We made it. Y'all made it.
Yeah.
Even though I can't complain, my Thanksgiving this year was actually pretty good.
Hey.
It was pretty good.
Hey. Yeah. Well, mine was nice, and I just was with my family for a moment because I worked on Friday, so I didn't stay that long.
Yeah.
Just ate something, took a plate, and ran.
I love it.
But yeah.
Those are sometimes some of the best holiday memories I have when I was there long enough to eat and then I was able to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really enjoyed myself and my family. Shout out to my Uncle Randy and my Mimi. I enjoyed y'all.
Good.
But yeah, so talking about holiday triggers was something I initially wanted to do.
Yes, this is your baby.
Because I had several. Like when we would do the huge family gatherings, not just like my mom and myself and my children going to one family member, like when we all used to get together, which doesn't happen much anymore, but I kind of get why, because of things like holiday triggers.
Yeah.
Like people just wanting to distance themselves.
Well, I think what's really important when we talk about holiday triggers is first and foremost, remember you can't control other people.
Absolutely.
And you know, if you feel like an environment is just unhealthy for you, then definitely do what you need to do for yourself.
Absolutely.
I think that there can be a lot of pressure to be around your family or do these things. And you got to remember, ultimately, you putting yourself in a place that's going to bring up a lot of negativity or make you feel uncomfortable serves no one.
Right. So like, that is where I am in my life right now. I have put myself in a position where I do not attend certain events with certain relatives in there. And that's for my safety. That's a boundary for me, a hard boundary. And I really appreciate some members of the family standing by me with that and saying, you know, well, this person, you know, if I have something in my house, that person's not there, you're welcome. You know, please come because that person's not welcome in my home. And I really appreciate that because for years we were all kind of forced to just, like you said, it's family. Be around your family. What's the problem? It's family. And no one really respecting or understanding where I was coming from with that. And you know, I could get it because when I was younger, I just went, I just sucked it up. I did it. And as I got older, things started to resurface and I started to say, no, that's a hard boundary for me. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not going to be around. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not putting myself in that position to have to try to be nice. I'm not doing it. Or even speak. So once I did that for myself, I felt empowered, you know? So that is definitely a good point. If y'all are listening, like, take that advice. Whatever you need to do, if there's a toxic family, whatever, do what you have to do for yourself. Because it's important.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we all have our own individual journeys.
Yes.
And no one can really tell you about your own experience
no.
or tell you what's best for you.
Right.
And if you are somewhere, be there. Like I do not blame people for choosing their own security and safety.
Right.
And ultimately, that's what you're doing.
Yes.
And if you feel that protection, being away from your family is protection for you, then please do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it does leave you in a place where you miss out on certain family members and, you know, things that you hear about later. I'm like, oh, that would have been nice. But at the same time, I'm looking at all those family members like, okay, that's how you feel. You know what I'm saying? You know what happened. You know what went down.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you feel. Mm-hmm. All right. And I just kind of understand that they have to be real and honest and, you know, respect their family member.
Yeah.
Just like I've decided to stay away
mm-hmm.
out of respect for myself. So I get it. But at the same time, yeah, you do have that, you know, FOMO sometimes.
Yeah. No, and it's definitely because, I mean, we are relational creatures.
Yes.
We want to
yeah.
be in a relationship.
Yeah.
So that is our disclaimer. Definitely, if you feel that your triggers are overwhelming or these situations, don't go.
Right.
Don't be around people.
Say no. It's okay. Your mama will be all right.
Yes.
That's something I had to learn too. Your mom will be okay. Eventually mm-hmm. she will come to the point where she will respect it.
Yeah.
You know.
So was there anything specific that you know, because again, it's your baby that you thought about. Like, wait, this comes to mind?
I think that what I was just talking about was huge for me.
What?
For a long time. Just the idea of I guess you put it under an umbrella kind of like a judgment.
Okay.
I, a lot of times, y'all, my cousins joked me the other day. I'm like, you the cousin that doesn't show up, like on the TikTok stuff.
Yeah.
I'm the cousin that doesn't show up. And a lot of that was based on my feelings on the experience that I had
mm-hmm.
when I would be around the family sometimes. The things that that were starting to resurface and bubble up. I didn't feel free to talk to everybody about it. And so instead of people just respecting that, yeah, Tay's not gonna, you know, Tay might not come. You come in, like, my younger cousins, they're really good about asking me, are you coming, you know, whatever. But, like, it got to the point where I felt like some of the people were, like, judging me
mm-hmm.
because I was standing my ground and saying, yeah, I'm not doing that. Like, I miss weddings. I miss stuff like that. But you have that person there. I'm not going to be there. And I think, you know, feeling that judgment from people just looking at the fact that I've decided to choose myself,
mm-hmm.
it really hurt my feelings. And because, like I said, I looked at some of those family members like, okay, you know, so it kind of felt like I was being judged for standing
mm-hmm.
up for myself. And the other person's just living like it's all good.
So, okay. So then I guess my question would be, when you're in these situations
mm-hmm.
where you're feeling these judgments, like, first, what do you notice? You know, I think because when we're talking to people that are listening,
yeah,
if you decide to put yourself in a place where you're like, oh, wait a minute,
yeah.
I know there can be triggers,
yeah.
you got to figure out, well, how to navigate that. So
right.
what are some of the things that people should look forward to or, you know, like recognizing themselves
okay.
and then maybe a strategy or two that they could use to, you know, because you're not going to alleviate.
No.
But, okay, you know, taking a step back, like what are some things that you've used when you felt that judgment when you've been, you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, you did. Okay. You
so
did.
I, when I recognize it,
okay.
that person kind of gets written off too.
Okay.
So
okay.
I know that unpackers.
Well, I
really
but here's the thing. But okay, wait. Okay, wait. But okay.
I guess is that a boundary?
That is fine.
We'll take it.
I'm just gonna say. Yes, leave. As soon as someone cuts you, they just you leave them alone. You're done.
Yeah,
no,
we
gotta
work through it.
I know you well enough to know you don't do that with everyone.
No.
So so let's talk about the people
okay.
that when they do judge you, that are your family members around the holidays. You know how what strategies have you used in those situations?
You know, it's sad, but it's a lot of avoidance.
Mm.
We just do not discuss. And I feel bad bringing things up because then I feel like I'm starting trouble, if that makes sense. Like, it's like, why you gotta bring that up? Why don't you just, why you gotta talk about that? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's, it kind of puts me in a position where I just kind of mute myself about the topic.
Okay.
And never, don't ever really tell the person, I guess, yeah, information. Don't ever really tell them why I'm not coming back. I just don't. And so, like, but do they ask me? No, because I think people know.
Okay.
I think my family is very well aware of what I'm doing. And so they're not asking, I'm not telling. So it's like avoidance.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is definitely.
That's how I keep relationships with some people.
That is one strategy.
Yeah.
You know, is avoidance. And I think in topics that are really, really difficult or challenging, in families, that is a strategy that many of us use.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and so again, we're not here for judgment.
No.
We're just here for the reality. And so I think that is what, because what I was going to say is, like, do you walk away sometimes? And that is just focusing in on yourself.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I need to recenter myself, and that is fine. So avoid people. That is the one strategy you can use.
Yeah, avoiding the hard topics. And like I said, it's unfortunate because I did grow up in a family where we didn't always communicate everything. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff was just kind of rushed under the carpet, or we just move on, or we just don't talk about it at all. And, you know, that's kind of what we do. So it would make sense that I would follow the same pattern, unfortunately, and not try to break it. Because, like I said, the person that is like, there were certain people in my family that would be like, let me call this out. This is whack. I don't want to say the other word, but this is whack. Yeah. Let me call it out. And they would be like troublemakers. Mm-hmm. You're always in here causing trouble. Why you always starting stuff? Mm-hmm. But they're really addressing the issues that need to be addressed.
Yeah.
So it was looked at, it was looked down upon. So I guess for me, it's just easier to just.
Well, and I think, and here's the thing in families, because you kind of do get in that choosing sides.
Yeah.
Some, and I think what's really important as, you know, maybe someone on the outside is, okay, if you recognize that these things are going on in your family, how, you know, again, the only person you can control is yourself.
Right.
But I think it's really important that if you know there are people that have been ostracized, that are feeling, you know, left out, and your family, that you be a safe space for them, you know, that you be the advocate, you know?
Exactly.
And I think that that's the way, again, you, the only person you control is yourself.
Yes.
But if you feel led of, you're seeing these things happen in your family, of, okay, how do I do different?
Yeah.
You can't change everyone, but I can let this person know that I'm for you. Yeah. I support you. I think it was really funny. There's a, I think I sent you this video of this comic, and he was talking about his aunt that knew he was gay.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
she said, stop telling people you not gay. You gay, you know?
Yes.
You know, and it's just, and she was just real with him.
Yeah.
And she's like, I love you.
Somebody has to be. You know?
Exactly. And
yeah,
so
let you know it's okay. And that, oh my gosh, like that's just the part. And so it's funny you said that, because I feel like I am that person, especially to my younger cousins. I used to call them my little cousins, but they are not little, they are grown. But like, I feel like they talk to me about how they feel about themselves, you know, like, and not just one, but several will really have conversation with me like, man, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. And talk about the expectations. And I'm not talking negatively about my family, because every family has expectations.
Yeah.
But how sometimes we feel like we have a hard time reaching those expectations that were set for us.
Yeah.
And I have kind of become a safe space for a large number of my younger cousins. And I like that, because they know I'm the cousin. Yeah, I got married young. You know, I had the children. Then I went back and got the degree, which was like a staple on for my grandmother's children. Like, everybody has degrees out the wazoo. And so you got to have a degree. That's it.
Yeah.
My mom did not come to understand that you could have other, you know, you could be a mechanic, you could be an electrician. She didn't come to that okayness until like maybe in the last five to 10 years. And so it was always just expected. So feeling like, oh my gosh, you're just disappointment, because then your marriage fails. Mm-hmm. Then you're raising these kids by yourself. Now you got to get a job. Well, you better go back to school so you can get some steady money. Well, okay, you went back to school. Now you, it's just like, the expectations can be heavy. And I know that I felt that. So when I talk to them, I'm like, look, this is your life.
Mm.
I know we have expectation placed. I know our parents expect the world of us, and because they know we can do it or whatever have you. But it's our path to choose. Like, and if it looks a little bit like the path they took, okay, that's all right. We're still not the same people. We may choose some different things, you know, and just trying to speak that into them, that it's okay to not just walk down the path that they set for us or they expected for us.
Well, I hear you. And I think with that, you talk about expectations, and I will share a little bit of my trigger, because when you first mention this, I love my family. When I was younger, we definitely had the bigger. I think it's very, very common in families where, you know, when kids are young, everyone's together. Then as you become adults, things kind of shift.
Exactly.
So for me, like, the idea of a holiday trigger is like, oh, I don't really have a holiday trigger in that way. being back, I definitely, you know, my family is a family of faith. Like, both my parents are ministers. You know, my grandfather is a minister. My great uncle's, like, the church is just part of our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, yes, I am a person of faith, but just a very different. I believe in faith, and I also believe in therapy. You know, it's like, that's it. Those types of things. And so, what triggered me, and I think this happens a lot with a certain family member, I'm not going to name them, they would know who they are if they listen to this. Love them very much, they know this.
Mm-hmm.
But is kind of dismissiveness.
Yeah.
So the scenario is this. I have a job. It could be done remotely. Mm-hmm. It's a hybrid model. And so we were going into training, and I mentioned, and I said, now it's really annoying to be going into training when we don't have to, like, you know, going in the office, we could be remote. And then this person is like, oh, well, you should be grateful that you have a job. Some people are da 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 da. And I said, it bothered me because, one, that's not what I said.
Right.
I didn't say I was ungrateful. And you can have more than one feeling at the same time.
Absolutely.
And I told them, I said, listen, I am grateful. And this is annoying. Like, it's not, they're not. They're like, well, other people. And I said, well, that's good for other people. They can feel how they feel.
Sure.
I feel this way. And my feelings are valid. And then they wanted to, you know, again, well, God, da, 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 and got into the fact of, once I said, well, my feelings are valid, they wanted to say, use the same language. Well, my feelings are valid too.
You have a feeling about me saying.
Exactly. And what bothered me is just, again, the dismissiveness.
Yeah.
And, or that you should, again, that I should view the world the way that you do. Like, your vision is the only vision of the world that matters. And instead of having room for my perspective and my lived experience and validating that. So I was just so bothered because, again, I'm a person of faith.
Yeah.
And, but because you're older and have raised me, you believe that your vision, I should have the same exact one. And it's just not true, because I believe in a God. Again, I've read my Bible. I'm not a minister, didn't get ordained or anything, but I've read.
Right.
And the God I believe in is one of that says, hey, when people are mourning, mourn with them.
Right.
When people are celebrating, celebrate with them? Yes. Do you meet people where they are?
Yeah.
For example, when Lazarus died.
That's my favorite scripture.
I know.
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. Knowing he had the power to raise him from the dead, he didn't go like, oh, it's going to be good, Martha, right. Mary. No. You know, like, don't be crying.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't say that. No. He met them where they were.
Absolutely.
He was human.
Yeah.
And was upset, and he exactly, and so
that was his best friend.
Exactly, and so that is the God that I believe in, the belief that I have, that our emotions are valuable.
Yes,
you know, they're momentary, yes. And we need to make space for them and room for them. Like, that is celebrating God, and to me, validating our experience. You know, because He made emotions.
Yes,
you know, it rains and the sun shines. Thank you. So, so the dismissiveness, I think it can, and I don't know, have you felt that way?
Yes, I absolutely. And
because it's different than judgment. It's basically you're like, hey, you should do, like, your opinion doesn't matter.
Right.
You know,
I deal with very similar situation with, you know, and I can't compete with God. What am I gonna do? It's brought up to you and it said, well, you know, you gotta trust God, or you gotta, you know, God's, you gotta, okay. No, I don't want it. I don't trust God. You don't understand. I'm making no money. At the end of the day, I'm not gonna hot box with that comment, you know?
Yeah.
God wins.
Yeah.
In my situation, but I definitely understand, because it's like, I agree with you. Absolutely have faith. I am Christian through and through. At the same time, I do believe in therapy. I do believe that we are going through this life, and we have to be allowed to make certain, you know, certain provisions for it. And not to say that I don't believe that the Bible, reading the Bible, knowing the scripture, knowing what God, who God is to you, and what, you know, and the things that He will do for you, is not important. At the same time, I think God wouldn't have given these people knowledge to be able to help us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I really believe in that. I think it's just as important as your medical health. Just like God bestowed doctors with knowledge on how to work on your body, I believe God bestowed people with knowledge to work on your mind and to help you work through things, because we are outliving those biblical times.
Yeah.
So I know that we serve a God that loves us and will give us everything we need. And we are going past those 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole reason a girl is having a period at 12 is because she was pretty much married and ready to have babies.
Yeah.
Now, you could have a period at 12 and not even think about sex until you're 20-something, because your lifespan is that much longer. And I do believe that God made adjustments for us for that. And I think some of it does come in the form of therapy.
Yeah.
And so I do believe that we are allowed to feel how we feel. And I have that struggle as well of not being allowed to feel how I feel, because I need to trust in God, or I need to, you know that God has it. I know. But in that moment, you know, sometimes you just need to feel a little validated. I think, or maybe not even validated, but just allow me to be in my space. You don't have to tell me I'm right. Just allow me to be in my space.
Just to be heard. Like, that is a thing. It's
just
hear me. Like, I am not, I just wanted to express this.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm not trying. And again, and I think this is just good in general, because this happens holidays, but whenever you're communicating with someone, putting your own lens into how they're feeling, that is a trigger. will trigger people.
I agree.
Because, again, you don't know how I feel.
Right.
And you can make assumptions based on your own values and your own perspective of what is right. Again, kind of be a judge, but just, again, let people say what they, give them space to
That's
say what
all.
They need to say.
That's all.
You know?
I will say that it seems like that's a harder thing for older relatives to pick up on, because I don't know, do you think it's like a protection for, like, they don't want us to be in this place, so they're automatically throwing out there a way for us to
I would say, you know, as difficult to get in someone else's brain.
Yeah.
I think overall, that has been a coping mechanism for Black people in this country forever.
That is so true.
You know, ma'am, and you just put a smile on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
and we mask our pain instead of actually owning it.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's like, I'm not trying to do that anymore.
No, we're done.
Like, it's just a lot of, you know, you will be dying inside and you're not telling anyone.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think we are definitely done with that.
Yeah.
Just the idea. Yeah. I know I am.
So.
I speak my mind.
Yeah.
And I say what I have to say. My mom laughs at me sometimes. She's like, you just say anything. You don't even care about your mama. I care about you, my mama. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would be honest with you too. You know, and, you know, sometimes I am guilty of doing to her what your relative did to you, where I'll sometimes just be like, mom, like, that's just how she is. Like, you know, not allowing her to be in her space. So I have to check that. So that was kind of like a little check moment I had. But at the same time, I'm used to that.
Yeah.
Because that's the interaction. When I'm thinking about this, like, oh, you know, well, that's just, you know, what blah, 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 whatever the excuse may be for me to not feel how I feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are people that are now speaking our mind. And I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's great. We're learning more about ourselves. And then if you notice, when you open up to these family members and push back, you begin to hear stories and you begin to find out more information about things that have happened in their lives. Or things that they have pushed all the way down, or things that, you know, they had to be bold about. So I'm actually kind of appreciating the fact that me and my pushing back and saying, no, I'm not going to do it the way it's always been done,
mm-hmm.
is pulling out more information for me to know that, yeah, that's a good thing. You know, that's good that you feel that way. Because you could be 78, however old, still suppressing all this stuff, you know? So I really do love that we are at a time now where we're not gonna just sit back and go to work with a smile and do some shovels and be okay.
Well, I think, you know, that, unless you have anything to add, that's pretty much it on the holiday triggers. Judgment, dismissiveness.
Yeah.
For judgment, you just avoid it.
You know,
But I will say, with the dismissiveness. So what I was thinking is really just, one, I appreciated the way that, like, I showed up and I said, you know, my feelings are valid.
Yes.
You know, I spoke up for myself. What I could have done, because I definitely probably could have taken a breath, you know, because I think when you're dealing with your family, it can be triggering. And so just when you recognize that, wait a minute, I'm in a hyper state right now, breathe.
Yes.
It's okay to breathe. It's okay to breathe before you respond.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would say in this situation is really get to the root issue of, I respect your perspective. What that sounds like to me is you're telling me how I should feel in this moment. And that is dismissive. It feels belittling to my feelings.
Yes.
I'm an independent person and I feel this way. It is different from how you feel, and that's fine.
Right.
You know, but this is how I feel in this perspective. Yeah. In this moment, I'm still grateful, but even if I wasn't, it'd be okay.
Right. Right. and it would have to be okay.
Yeah.
I think for me, with any moments of judgment that I felt about, you know, making decisions I've made where it comes to being around my family, I would love to, crazy thing, I had a dream about this. I would love to be at a family event.
Mm-hmm.
Said person can be present.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of say, this is how I feel about this.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I feel affected my life. This is where I am with it.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I am choosing to never have this person in my presence again.
Mm-hmm.
If that's a problem for any of you, too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Love you, good night.
Mic drop.
Like, right. I would love to just kind of be different from what we usually do, which, like I said, sweep it under the rug, and then just be honest and tell them, say how I feel. So that's what I think I could do.
Okay. Well, we're good. So those are our triggers. Yeah. We know you experience them. Love to hear
Absolutely.
Your thoughts.
Share on, your triggers.
Yeah, and just ways to actually, what are your coping strategies? What yeah. do you, you know, do when you are in these situations?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So again, Reese here.
All right, I'm Tay. We out.
Bye.